You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 455. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Most people think low-ticket offers are small money, but the truth is they can be the fastest path to scale if you know how to do them right. Hey there, you amazing human. Welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Ange, business strategist, speaker, and podcaster. And today we're diving into one of the most misunderstood, but yet most profitable strategies in the online world, low ticket offers. And trust me, after this episode, you'll never look at them the same way again. And I'm super, super excited to have the incredible Corinda Gosling, who is a small business marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and the online biz bestie every woman wishes she had, joining us today to talk about this particular topic. She's an absolute weapon when it comes to low ticket offers. And I only want people coming on the podcast that know their shit. She is one of these humans. In this episode, we dig into so much. What is a low ticket offer? How does it actually work? What are the trends that is she seeing right now for 2026 in relation to low ticket offers? Talking about how low ticket offers work within your entire ecosystem, in AKA some of you might call it your value ladder. What mistakes you see when people start to use low ticket offers, the smartest ways to sell them, and so much more. Corinda, like I said, is an absolute weapon and genius when it comes to low ticket offers. And you're going to want to get your pens and paper ready because it's going to be an epic episode. Let's dive in. Hey, welcome to the show, Corinda.
Hello, it's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
I guess, can we just talk about again, and I talk about this often when I bring on guests to the podcast, the power of being in a room with amazing people, the power of connections and collaborations, because you and I just only met recently a couple months ago at a seven-figure business lunch that was put on by our mutual friend, Tony. But even before that, it was Ellie who had connected us via Messenger to say, hey, you both are going to the event, let's connect. And so I don't know, how powerful do you think it is in this day and age to make sure that you are continuing to network and create those collaborations and partnerships?
I just don't think there is anything like it, right? Like, I've really reflected on this year as a whole and some of the best moments and the biggest breakthroughs and the things that have sped me up the most. It's actually literally just conversations I have had with other people, either in pave rooms or just like the beautiful Ellie connecting us, right? And then us getting to chit chat at just tables that we're at together. It's just beyond powerful.
It's crazy. So I know that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about low ticket offers, but I always kind of like to connect people, the listener out there, with how we've met, but also if there's something important. And I cannot emphasize enough the importance of getting yourself in the right rooms with the right people, because they say it's the five people you're connected with. Mm-hmm. Everything is energy. So really assess the five people that you hang out with most, and are they uplifting you or are they dragging you down? Because it's so important.
I love that.
Now, today we're talking about low ticket offers, and I could say there could be a little bit of controversy. People can love low ticket, people can hate low ticket, but I'm here for it. I believe there's a place in the ecosystem for this if done well. And if anyone does this well, it is you, my friend. So I'm excited for you to be here today talking about low ticket and how this can help business owners to scale their business, whatever that looks like for each individual. But just to make sure we're all on the same page, how do you define a low ticket offer?
So a low tech for me, if I had to just put a figure out there for the Western world, is anything that's about under $50 US equivalent, I would consider low ticket, up to even about $100 US, depending on your audience's like discretionary income and what they would consider, I guess, easy money or an easy yes. But I also work with an international audience. So I say it's normally anything that's equivalent to like a casual dinner. Kind of that easy, like Tuesday night, let's head out for dinner. No brainer. I'm tired. I'm hungry. Let's just do it for convenience type of thing. So that's a good way to convert it to your own dollar figure if you are international.
Then you said something there that I want to capitalize on. You said something about make it an easy yes. Right. And so we can talk about this now, but why do you want it to be an easy yes?
Because with low ticket offers primarily, we want them to be scalable to a cold audience. And in order to do that, we need to remove the risk for this. And also when we have them in our warm ecosystem as well, we want them to be fast, no brainers. We don't want to have to do lots of positioning or launching or anything like that. So we really want to get the price point and the positioning and the topic right. So it's like, obviously, right? Like you want someone to look at a page and be like, duh, of course I this no-brainer, no matter how warm they are to you, and price is an important factor.
Love it. And right now, as at time of recording, we're just in December. And so I'm curious to know, like, why do low ticket offers work so well like right now?
Yeah, well, they've worked well for a number of years. Like I've had my low ticket offers since 2020, but right now we're seeing them more than ever because of economic shifts, first of all. But also I think the trust economy and the trust recession that we have had, where we kind of had this big boom over the last few years of lots of people popping up and putting things out and this whole move online, and then people kind of realizing, well, hang on, there's a big quality spectrum here of coaches and business owners online, like there is in any industry, and they're getting a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit more intentional, a little bit more, I want a taste test of this. So you're seeing now with this like economic changes and then also this trust recession, low ticket offers are things where people see that they'll solve their pain point, their desire, help them out, but also they are lower risk. Like I can essentially job interview this person.
Love it. And like you said, it's kind of like if you go to a restaurant and you get a bad meal, you're kind of like, man, it was $50. I'll survive. I just won't come back. Would you say the same is if someone does a bad low ticket offer? It's like, okay, that sucked. But do you know what I mean? They've also just broken my trust and I'll probably never buy from them again.
Yeah, exactly. I think people, again, hold it in perspective, right? They've got $27 something or a $17 something. It's not the end of the world. I also operate. I want people to love my product. So I offer on mine, right? That's my thing. But I do think at the end of the day as well, people just are a little bit more, there's lower risk on these. So they just take the risk. It is what it is. But if they love you, and you work at a lower price point, like that is the best way to start a relationship. Like we talk about surprise and delight a lot when we work people across all industries. And this is a great way to surprise and delight when someone's like, how the hell did I just get that for $27? This is amazing. All from this person.
Absolutely. And again, that's the thing is if they build that trust and if they're like, if this is what it's like for $27 or $50, then what's her even the next step? Do you know what I mean? It must be just as good, if not better. They're longing for more.
Exactly.
Which leads me into 2026. Obviously, it's just around the corner. We're about 3 weeks away before we enter another amazing year. I'm curious to know, what are your predictions for 2026 around low ticket offers, or what trends are you seeing right now?
I really do think that we're going to see a huge surge in low ticket offers altogether, and not just passive or semi-passive, but even active low ticket offers, memberships, groups, workshops. I think we're really going to see a surge in that as well. But look, even over the last year, we've really seen a surge in these low ticket type price points because people really understand the benefit of them. They're understanding the shifts in the economy. They're understanding the trust recession, and they're seeing this work for other people. So I don't have a crystal ball, but what I do have is data. And that we're already on this kind of upward trajectory of people really installing these low ticket offers. And so I really just think that's going to continue.
Dude, I love it. I'm here for it. I'm here for goodness, right? Now, when there will be people listening to the podcast today going, okay, but is this for me? In your opinion, who is the ideal business owner for a low ticket offer and should not be creating them?
You know what? I honestly think it's for everyone. I just haven't met an industry yet where if you have knowledge that you can share, that there isn't a product fit where you and the person on the other side, you both win with these low ticket offers, having them out there. And I've even seen in physical businesses, these low ticket offers work so well. I was at Social Media Marketing World earlier this year over in the US, and I was listening to, I believe it was Molly Pittman, the amazing Molly Pittman speak.
She's so good.
Incredible, incredible. Go on, Slow Dog Rescue if anyone's out there listening.
She's a legend, yes.
She is, truly incredible. But she was using an example where she had like a shaver store that had a low ticket offer for their e-commerce business. So we are really just seeing these everywhere. The consumer psychology, the place in your business ecosystem is the same. It is something that is easy sold on the front end, a taste tester, an introduction to your world to grow this brand affinity, to grow this trust, to literally help someone with a pain point or desire, and for them to then go, wow, what was, and this can really work in any business type.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love it because I had my first business was an e-com business, which was one of Australia's leading educational toy stores at the time. And we too were looking at other ways to diversify our income streams. So we had the products and then like physical products. And then obviously I also worked with Netflix and bigger companies like that. So they paid me for blogging and influencer stuff. But then we also ran challenges. And then we also started to create ebooks, right? That was like an add-on. And again, I was so new to that. Was like 15 years ago. However, well, I was still testing it even back then because I was like, there's got to be a better way that we can increase total cart value and lifetime value of a client by still providing other things that are going to help them. So ours was because it was kids, I don't know, self-care for parents. I was like, if every parent that is buying this is a mom who is probably sleep deprived and has no things, I was like, what can complement it? So like we have a self-care guide, for example. I totally think that there's different things that you can do, but that's a kicker. How do businesses then go, how do I choose the right topic or problem for a low ticket offer? So for me, I was looking at how can I do something that complements my ideal audience who are already buying from me? What are your thoughts?
So I have this special method to be able to find these because this is actually the most critical thing to get right. What is the actual topic of this low ticket? We cannot take anything and just slap a low price point on it. So many people try this and I fortunately watch it fail. What we have to do is enter into the customer awareness cycle, if we think about it, where they go from problem unaware to problem aware to solution aware to like product aware to most aware, right? We've got these kind of five pillars. What we need to be doing is entering into a conversation someone is already having in their mind. They need to be aware of a problem that they're having. And they need to be aware that there is a solution out there and they're seeking it. So I actually call this the glass of water. So what we have in our business is there's the cure for dehydration, right? We know if we're an expert in dehydration or molecular biology or whatever, right? But we have cells. The cells need this and we need electrolytes. And often we can go out and create these amazing big programs, which are like, hey, I've got the cure for dehydration. And we do launch runways and we can convince people they need it and get them in and then truly help them. In a low-ticket offer, what we have to ask ourselves is, what are they problem and solution aware of? And it's called the glass of water, right? Driving home from work, they've got a headache, they've got a dry mouth, a sore throat, they're irritable. They say to themselves, my God, I'm thirsty right now. I need a glass of water. And if our job is to understand what our people are saying at that point where they are in the journey, and this isn't necessarily, not even at the start of their journey. We're not looking for the first step in their journey. We're looking for the most prominent pain point or desire your particular cohort of people have. So if your people are like $1 million a year business owners, right? Theirs is probably like, oh my God, I don't know if we can swear on this, but I've got to stop hiring assholes, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally. Yes.
I've got to stop being an asshole boss, right? That's what their mind. So it doesn't have to be like how to start your first company, right? It's just entering into that conversation they are having and then literally creating a solution for that. Hey, are you thirsty? Are you driving home from work every day, headache, sore throat, dry mouth? You're seeking a glass of water. I have a glass of water for you. And it's done with my secret sauce or special strategy. It's this type of cool. And it's in this container that I know that you really like and vibe with. And I'll deliver it with this type of straw for you. That's what we find. It's critical that they are problem and solution aware.
And so then I guess that's probably, if we then, I'm going to switch to the way that the questions was, but I'm assuming that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make with low ticket offers. They're not problem aware about what is actually they're needing. So they go and create correct me if I'm wrong, what they think they need and therefore miss the boat, spend hours creating this low ticket offer. Nothing happens. And they're like, see, it didn't work. What are your thoughts about that?
It's the curse of the expert. It's the cure for dehydration. I can't tell you how many people, I love analogies, so I'll use another one. You make the spiffy spines product over the overcoming office headaches, right? Mm-hmm. So like you're an occupational therapist, office workers are getting headaches because of spinal alignment, because they're sitting like with hunched over prawns in their office chair each day, every day, coming from an ex-corporate worker, that was me. You can figure. Yep. And so they go out and they create this product called Spiffy Spines because they know it's spinal alignment and they're really passionate about it. And no one else in the industry is talking about this. And oh my God, it's going to be my breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And that person scrolling Instagram, like we've got to remember we're dealing real life people. They're sitting there on their couch at night, kids in the background, dog on their lap, TV blaring, scrolling. And they're not stopping at a product called Stiffy Spines. Mm-hmm. They're stopping at a product that says overcome your office headaches as an office worker.
Exactly right.
They just want to know how to cure their headache. And you've got a 5-step program to do that. So within 7 days, their headaches will stop or reduce. And inside, you're teaching Stiffy Spines, right? You're going to make them aware that it is their spinal alignment. We're not selling that. And so often people will just go out and try and sell that. And that's where things fall over.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I see this all the time and I'm like, that's what we know they need, but mm-hmm. they don't know that. So it's like, even with me, I know people want me for strategy. They want clarity. They want guidance because I've done hundreds of discovery calls and that's what they say. But I know most of them need help with their mindset. It's mm-hmm. the inner work, but I can't have a sales page that says, let me come help with your mindset. I would make no money. Now, do I still do all the strategy? Yes. Do they still get all the guidance and clarity? Absolutely. But I also then can infuse the mindset work piece. And from that, that's when we see significant growth. But I can't lead with that because that's not what they think the problem is.
Exactly right. And when we use that analogy about the cure for dehydration, it's ethical to offer someone that glass of water to start with, right? Like you
totally
your office and they're like chronic dehydration. That's the first thing you're going to do. And then sit them down and tell them how to not get there again, right? Mm-hmm. And so the stuff that you're saying about not leading with mindset, but infusing it, those other things we're offering are still things they do genuinely need. It's just
100%.
All they need, but they don't know that yet. And we have to stop going out with that and leading with that in all our products, but specifically low ticket.
No, totally makes sense. And when people are like looking at lower ticket offers, talk me through how does this fit inside their larger funnel or their value ladder or their product suite, depending on what words people are using.
Yeah.
What does that look like? Walk us through and then I'll ask some more questions.
Yeah, of course. So I call it better business fuel. And what I actually consider is it is the very bottom of your value ladder or the thing that drives the perfect fit people into your world. So I like to create them for whatever the most prominent pain points are with people like at the beginning of my value ladder. So my value ladder, I have the Content Mastery Club, which is like a membership servicing like earlier days entrepreneurs or women in business. And then I have my Scalable Business School, which is a bit more of the established entrepreneurs who are wanting to, you know, scale their business model. So what I do is I really look for my problems at that lower rung level in the Content Mastery Club and to how I can bring people in that product. And then I've got a value ladder. So many people will enter that, work through that, use that, and then step up to the next level. Mm-hmm. You can also, however, have a specific fit product, which, for example, in my case, I could create something just to bring people into the Scalable Business School as well. So think of where you would essentially normally add in just a lead magnet or a webinar or a challenge or a launch in your business. They are really like the better business fuel in those areas. And I call them better business fuel solely because a few reasons. People who pay attention more so than freebies don't get love a freebie. I don't subscribe to the freebie seeker like mentality. I've signed up for freebies a lot and I don't consider myself a freebie seeker, right? Like well, each and every day, I just grabbing cool stuff on the internet, whether it's free or paid. But people who pay attention, right? They're more likely
100%.
To open that email than they were if they signed up for something free. And so we have that element of them, but then also we can cover our ad costs with this and they can turn into income streams of their own. So this is why I really call them better business fuel. And we put them into any places where we want to really just generate attention from our perfect fit people.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great segment into how do we then sell the low ticket offers? Or is it organic? Is it through partnerships? Is it paid? Is it a combination? What have you seen in the years of doing this to be the most successful outcomes for people? A quick pause because I have something big to share with you.
Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual three-day Women in Business conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode.
They sell beautifully through all of those things you said, but the reason I personally love a low ticket offer, because of the reduced risk and because people are problem or solution aware, like they're literally saying, I need a glass of water as they drive home. And then in their feed that night, you pop up and it's like, hey, are you thirsty? And they're like, yeah, like you want a glass of water? Hell yeah. Hey, it's only $17. They're like, give it to me, right? You hold ads. This is why cold ads work so well for low ticket digital products to get that massive automated scale, to get the automated sales and to get in front of audiences without playing the organic antics with the algorithm. So I absolutely love to sell these cold.
And so with cold, so walk me through a little bit, because sometimes people think that they can make millions just off of a low ticket. All right. And that can happen. Do you know what I mean? I had Tracy, she came with me in COVID. She ran retreats all around the world, but obviously those all had to stop. But she had a very big audience. And I'm not disclosing information that hasn't already been on the podcast. She had an email list of over, 20,000, I think. I don't correct me numbers. I'd have to go back to the podcast. She had a following of over 50,000 on Instagram. Elizabeth Gilbert had backed her at some stage too. I always be very transparent. She had an audience. But she came to me and she's like, Ange, I've got to turn shit around, you know? And she's like, I'm not doing this from scarcity, but I'm like slightly freaking out. So I was like, okay. So she had, I think it was a $27 product to an upsell, then to a one-time offer, do you know what I mean? And then, so in the first 4 months, we made $417,000. Within the 12 months, we made $1.5 million. Now, it was also COVID at the beginning. People were buying things. But she's one of the rare ones where I know there is significant profits in that. Do you mean particular one funnel? Because she couldn't upsell to retreats because she couldn't do retreats because we were in lockdown. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about Facebook and converting to a cold audience, for example, and then is it more being able to do this from not necessarily making millions like Trace did, but from a place of if they're coming into your ecosystem to then buy the other value ladder offers later on. Walk us through that, because this is where I think people get confused about what the role like of the low ticket offer is. I'm just going to do a low ticket offer. I'm going to be a millionaire. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't necessarily see that often. Thoughts?
Look, I get it. And I'm in both camps. So I do want to disclose I have made $1 million off one $26 product, like not even the funnel from like one product has made me $1 million. I have students that are making 40K month profit from these products. I also have people that are making $400 a week profit and they're just happy because they're liquidating their ad spend and using the power of this Better Business Fuel. So honestly, every business is different and it really depends. Like the ones that I'm talking about are people who might be in the Italian market, for example, and their product's in Italian. And we just don't have the scale with that. So those people, our main goal is to absolutely cover their ad spend and then have a three-piece funnel. So like a bump and another like low ticket upsell, just to really get not only their ads covered, but some of that passive profit coming in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when they're not infinitely scalable. But if you have an infinitely scalable product via ads, I want to be clear, this beautiful example that you shared, when I started this, I had no audience at all. So I actually started running ads very early in my journey before I even had a big organic audience. And that's actually how I reached the scale. So you don't have to have an audience to be able to sell these at profitable scale. You have to be able to reach an audience and ads can do that. But if you're able to do that and you have a solid three-piece funnel with great conversion rates, so I normally say at least like a 3-5% conversion on that first product, then at least 50% of people are getting your order bump, which is normally, let's say if you've got a $27 product, your bump price might be under that, let's say $17 or $11. And then another product normally up to $100 US equivalent. And if you get 25% of people buying that, so 3 to 5% buying the lead, and then 50% of those people buying the bump, and then 25% of people buying the OTO. And if we keep our ad costs like reasonable CPMs, we're normally seeing at least a 2 to 5 return on ads. So if you put $100 in, we're going to be pulling out $200 to $500 on average. But again, it really comes down to people's niche. So you're absolutely right. It really is, don't go in thinking you're going to be a millionaire. Go in thinking this is going to be better business fuel for my business. And then once you start to see that profitability, you'll know, okay, is this going to be an income stream of its own? Or is it just going to be an incredible stream of people coming into my other office? Because you're right, I have people as well who just liquidate their ads off this with a little bit of profit. And yeah, then they're filling up memberships and selling high ticket products. Like, honestly, no hyperbole here. Honestly, we just so much ease because people love them and trust them from these touch points. So you're going to win either way in a nuanced way, but you're right. There's not always massive profit, but there can be.
But I think that's the important thing, right? Like, again, understanding why are you doing this too, I think is so important, because sometimes people, they just see, oh, someone else has had success and they want their success. Where I'm like, if you understand that, hey, it might cost, like in my industry, it's normally about $18 to $25 per lead for us for either a freebie or whatever we're doing. It's about $497 if they're buying our conference tickets. Like, there's a big jump in what we see. But if I understand that I've got a low ticket offer at $27 and it costs me $25, it's still a break even exercise for me. And I'm just like, I'm not talking about the other two parts of the funnel. I'm just talking about that front end. Do you know what I mean? This one little bite-sized thing. And I'm like, well, that to me is still a huge success, because I know if they get into my ecosystem and start to learn from me, they will buy something else from me later on. It's just a matter of time. And so that's where I'm, whereas old Angela 10 years ago would be like, what do you mean? I'm only making $2 off of this. Right. Whereas like, I understand the bigger picture now.
Exactly. It's better business fuel. That should be your goal, full stop. And then if there's profitability from that better business fuel, amazing. At the end of the day, you are like, I literally tell people I get paid to build my email list, which I absolutely do.
Totally.
Even if I make $10 a week from selling these low ticket offers and I had 50 people buy, that's 50 people that I've just been able to get in front of and have the best job interview of my life. They've paid to pay attention and they're now on my email list. I got paid $10.
Yes.
You what? Like,
exactly.
Whereas other people are paying hundreds of dollars to get lead magnets out there and they're not getting that like instant feedback loop, all of those types of things. So nothing wrong with paying to get lead magnets seen. But if I had to pick between paying for a lead magnet to get out there versus paying for a low ticket offer, I'd always come back to the low ticket offer.
And for you, it's like, what for people out there going, okay, great, I don't have a big email list. More than likely, I would need to jump to Facebook ads to get this up and going. What's an average start of money that they would need to put aside each month just to get started?
Yeah, so I actually get really fast feedback from Facebook ads. So we normally just run ads for 3 to 5 days at about $30 US equivalent per day. So we're normally under $150 US kind of getting the data that we need to optimize this page. And again, if you have gone and found that right pain point and it is validated, we normally see at least part liquidation. Like, one of my beautiful humans just put their product on last week, we're looking at the ad report. She's made 60% back of her ad spend. Over 100 people to her page, their sales page. She didn't have an audience to launch this to test it. So we're going to go through and we use like heat mapping technology called Hotjar.
It's such a good tool.
Yeah, amazing, right? We're going to go through and see where are the leaks? What messaging are people disconnecting with? Or are they getting to the offer and then that's when they're leaving? Are they getting to the price point? Like, we'll see exactly what's happening. We'll change this sales page and offer a little bit. We've got data on the ads, which audiences work, what type of ad messaging. And we'll chuck another ad test on now for another $90 to $150. And we'll normally, again, liquidate more of that, right? Meaning we'll get 80% or 100% of ad spend back, or we'll start to make profit. You've just got to trust the process and keep chipping away. But to answer the question, about $150 per ad test, and you're going to need to probably test 3 to 5 times, I'd say, on average. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people strike goals straight away.
Totally.
Who do this 5 times and realize, Corinda, I didn't do my research properly. I don't have the right product. I'm really going to be honest with myself and I have to go back to the drawing board. But on average, 3 to 5 times before we're profitable.
Okay. Yep. No, perfect. But that's giving good insight for people to then go, okay, yep, Because you also have to be able to, I always talk about in our monthly goal setting, what's your bandwidth this month? Bandwidth emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, whatever. And you have to be able to have the bandwidth to don't, and this is my opinion, don't start something and then don't see it through. Figure out what your low ticket is, set it up, and then be like, oh, I'm not going to put ads behind it. But we've got to be able to do something here, right? And so my thing is like seeing that execution. So I love the honesty about that, because then people can go, okay, great. I've got the bandwidth, both emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever, and financially, to do this, and that I might have to test it 3 to 5 times before I hit that sweet spot. No, I love that. Now, if someone wanted to create a low ticket offer this week, they're like, fuck yeah, I'm in, this is exciting. What would you say to them is the very first step they should take?
I don't know who says this saying. It's someone really, really famous, but it's like, if I had 7 days to cut down a tree, I'd spend 6 days sharpening my axe. I might have like butchered that saying. The exact same in here, like research. You should get out there and go into Reddit, go into Facebook groups, go into blog comments, go into your like peers' Instagram comments and see what is coming up as the thing that people just keep saying out loud, right? Like, what is their pain point that just is so prevalent for them? And then what's the solution they're open to? Do they want templates? Do they want guides? Do they want training? Do they want AI tools? Like, you can ask these questions as well. And then from there, put a product together that matches that, that just gives a win with that one pain point. Like, if you're a parenting coach and you just find people keep saying, I'm so guilty, I yelled at my kid again today. Like, put together a 30-day plan to help someone stop yelling at their kid. And then at the end of it, talk to them about how they're going with parenting as a whole and how you can help overall, what their next step is. So it would absolutely be in the research.
Dude, I love it. Absolutely love it. And the research is everything, but this is where people, do you mean they think they know everything? They're going, and I'm all about speed. Speed and quickness, I think, is a big part of entrepreneurship, but there's a time and place for speed and execution, right? And there's a time and place where you got to slow down and you've got to be a bit more methodical, and data doesn't lie. This is a big time of year where we do a lot of surveys to our current audience. And I also encourage my clients to survey their audience and get really granular about what is it that they want, because normally it's changed from 12 months ago. And so understanding that a little bit better is always helpful, not only for a low ticket offer, but just your overall business and being able to make better informed decisions.
Absolutely.
Now, for those listeners who are wanting to connect with your awesomeness, my friend, where can they find you? Do you have anything coming up that might be of interest to them? Tell us the goodness.
Yeah, come hang out on This Is Corinda. So I have two accounts. So This Is Co is where I built my business with all of my passive and semi-passive offers. And you can come hang out there if you want to chat content marketing. But This Is Corinda is actually behind the scenes of how I built this business, how I run a seven-figure business as a solopreneur, essentially, with one beautiful part-time employee, how I've shaped my memberships, passive offers, all of that type of stuff. So if that's not what you're interested in, come hang out on Instagram. This_is_Corinda, C-A-R-I-N-D-A. And I have my scalable business school opening for applications for the January 2026 cohort. So this is actually where we put in a fully passive or semi-passive digital value ladder, using your beautiful knowledge. So really taking experts who are needing to get out or wanting to get out of that always on and having soul filled passive or sending passive offers, low ticket offers, memberships, courses, all of those types of things that is opening at the time of this dropping right now.
My goodness. Yes, for that. Make sure you go and check out the amazing Corinda. She's an epic human. She'll also be speaking at the 2026 Women Business Conference, where she'll dig into this even more. And you're just a good human. And I love being around good humans. So if you're wanting to look at integrating a low ticket offer into your business, make sure that you check her out. Now we've got one final question, which is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Oh, I love this. I love this so much. I honestly, as like, I know we kind of did the spoiler alert at the beginning of this show, but it is community. In the first few years of my business, I was quite isolated, and I do not know why, but I wore that as a bit of a badge of honor. Like, I built this business without a coach, and I did this without asking anyone. And now I'm like, why would you have done that? And I have this beautiful community around me. I'm like, what? No one's wrong here. And I just want to say, if anyone is in the same position as me, like literally just surrounding yourself with great people is like exponentially speeds you up. You can stand on the shoulders of giants. You can learn from others' losses, like win from their wins, celebrate with them. be encouraged to persevere. I also believe, like, if you can't see stuff happening around you, it's hard to believe it's available for you to achieve mm-hmm. that. It's like watching people do what you want to do. I think that's the biggest thing for me is, like, just get people in business, get good people in business around you.
Absolutely, my friend. You're preaching and I love it. I'm here for it because different people bring different ideas. They see things differently. And you're so close and you're so in it. It's very hard for you to be able to make new moves and potentially better moves because it's you live and breathe it. And it's okay to live and breathe it, but it's so refreshing to hear different ideas, different insights, et cetera. I know, like we were talking about, you're in a particular mastermind. I've just joined another mastermind. Like, I always love learning from different people. So thank you so much. This has been an amazing podcast interview today. I appreciate you. And for you, amazing human that's listening to this episode, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining us again next week for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. But for now, have an amazing day. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.